The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kaf Tes. In the previous daf, the Gemara has been discussing the halachas of Chometz Shavu Alav HaPesach. The maskon of the Gemara on Daf Kaf Tes is that according to Rav Shimon, Chometz Shavu Alav HaPesach is mutar b'hanor, but is forbidden midrabbonon. Knosa konis tzohel v'ovar aleh av v'bali roeh v'bali motzeh. And that is the halacha. It's forbidden not only to eat chometz on Pesach, and not only to derive benefit from chometz on Pesach, but it's forbidden even to own chometz on Pesach, even if one doesn't actually eat it or derive any benefit from it. Someone who does possess chometz on Pesach is over on the issa of Bali Yeroel Bali Motze. Do not have any chometz in your possession on Pesach. After Pesach, this chometz bin HaTorah is now permissible to eat it because it's no longer Pesach, according to Reb Shimon. However, midrabbonon, it's still forbidden. Chazal made a kenas. They find someone who's over on Bali Roy Bali Motze, and said, you are not allowed to derive any benefit from this chometz after Pesach, since you are over on Bali Roy Bali Motze. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tofnen Zayin, Tzifud Aleph, says that this is limited to when the chometz is still on its own. However, if the chometz has been mixed in with other things, then after Pesach it will be permissible. Bein chometz in his arif kodim haPesach v'avalav haPesach, whether the chometz was mixed into something else before Pesach. Bein shen is arif b'Pesach v'avalav kol haPesach, or whether it was mixed in on Pesach itself with something else. Or bein she'omer haPesach al haChometz, or whether the chometz was be'en, was in existence by itself the whole way through Pesach, and after Pesach, when it's arev lach haPesach, it got mixed in with something else. Bottle b'shishim, it is annulled in 60, which is to say, the general rule in most things that they're bottle b'shishim. If you have something which is forbidden and you mix it into together with something which is permitted, the whole mixture becomes forbidden because it contains something which is osur, unless you have 60 times as much permissible food as you have non-permissible. Then the issa, the forbidden thing, becomes 1 in 60, and it's out counted, so to speak, by 60 times as much. Then it becomes bottle, it becomes negligent, becomes annulled, and the whole mixture becomes permissible. Now, this lechora, as the poskim point out, applies in a case where something is nosin tam. For example, you have what is a situation of lach belach. You have a liquid which mixed into another liquid produces a case of a mixture of what's called lach belach. And then the part of it is forbidden and part of it is permissible. Then if the forbidden food, whether it's yovish or lach, gives a taste to the food, then it's not bottle. And Chazal said that up to 60, it always gives a taste. More than 60, if there's 60 parts of the heter, then the forbidden thing doesn't give it any taste, and then it would be permissible. What about if you mix two liquids together, and they actually are the same thing, they have the same taste? For example, you have some forbidden wine which is mixed together with some kosher wine which have exactly the same taste. Then, min haTorah, as long as you have a roiv, as long as you have more of the kosher wine than the non-kosher wine, min haTorah is bottle. However, Chazal says that we require that you should have shishim keneged the issa, midrabbonon, and kezerah onto a case where it's min she'eino mino, where it's nosin tam until you have 60 times as much. When it comes to yovish b'yovish, two dry things, where the dry food doesn't actually give a taste to the other food, because they're two separate entities, even if they're mixed together, then min haTorah, as long as you have a roiv, as long as you have a simple majority, more than 50% of the heter, then min haTorah, it all becomes permissible. And it's clear from all the poskim in the Hilchos Pesach, that when we say that chometz she'ovar alav haPesach, is bottle b'shishim, that is only in the case when min ha'tor you acquire a bottle b'shishim, then it will be permissible after Pesach. However, if min ha'tor is bottle, for example, yovish b'yovish with a simple roiv, or lach b'lach min b'minoi, which is also min ha'tor bottle, only midrabbanan is not bottle until you have shishim, because of the gezeirah of min she'ein b'minoi, which is nesin tam. In the case where min ha'tor is bottle, even if midrabbanan is not bottle, since min ha'tor you weren't over the bali roi or bali motzi when you kept this mixture of the Pesach, then after Pesach it would be permissible. So we only need shishim in the case where min ha'tor it would not have been bottle unless you had shishim. But if min ha'tor would have been bottle even without shishim, even though midrabbanan requires shishim, you weren't over this at the rice of bali roi or bali motzi, then this chumas would be permissible after Pesach. Now, what about if it got mixed in to Heter after Pesach, it was chometz be'en, regular chometz, wasn't mixed with anything, and then after Pesach it was mixed in. Again, l'chorah, if it's lach b'lach min b'mino, or it's yovish b'yovish, as long as you have a roiv of heter, it will be okay. If it's lach b'lach min she'eino mino, then you would need shishim. So says the Shulchan Aruch. On this particular halacha, the Magen Avraham says that that's the opinion of the Tor. But most poskim hold not like that. And most poskim hold that if you're mevatel isra after Pesach, then as long as you have a roiv, it's okay. And you don't even need shishim, even in the case of nos and tam. And they derive this from the Gemara. The Gemara says, when does Rabbi Shimon say that chometz sha'aver al Pesach is forbidden? That's only when it's by itself. But it's when it's mixed in, when it's not be'en, but it's b'taruvos, then it would be okay, there will be no problem. When it's b'taruvos is mashma, even without a roiv, as long as it's mixed together with food which was not chometz sha'aver al Pesach, there will be no problem. The Mishnah Berurah notes that it's not only the opinion of the Tor that requires shishim in this case, although many poskim say not like that, there are others who say the same as the Tor, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that we can rely on the opinion of the other poskim, b'shas hadchak, in an emergency, or b'mochl hesed maruba, if there's going to be a very significant loss. But other than that, we should always require shishim. So halacha l'maaseh, unless it's shas hadchak, chometz sha'aver al Pesach is forbidden after Pesach. However, if it was mixed together with chometz, with something which chometz was not over al Pesach, or mixed together with food which is bechal no chometz, if it's mixed together with food which is kosher, which is okay, which is not forbidden, then as long as we have a roiv of the kosher food, it would be okay to eat it after Pesach. Even though, in the case of lach b'lach, b'min b'mino, midrabbanan we would normally shishim. In this case, midaraisa you went over bali or bali motzei, it was so with chometz sha'aver al Pesach as a kula. However, if it was lach b'lach, b'min she'eino mino, then we would need shishim, because min ha'Torah it's not bottle until you have shishim, because it's nice and tough. Those are the general principles. Now we have an interesting shaila about chometz which belonged b'shutvus to a Jew and a goy. What is our locha? What is the status of that chometz which is over al Pesach? So let's discuss two possible scenarios. One scenario where the chometz that belonged to the Jew and belonged to the goy was b'shutfas 50-50. Well, now we don't have any roiv, so after Pesach it's obviously going to be forbidden. However, what happens if the goy and the Jew split the shutfas afterwards? A Jew and a Goy owned some chometz together, and then after Pesach, they split it. One took half, and the other took the other half. Is it permissible to now buy this chometz off the non-Jew, or to buy the other half off the Jew? So the Shagat Aryeh discusses this scenario in Siman Pei Tes and in Siman Tzadik in his Sefer Shagat Aryeh. And he says something very interesting. He says, with regard to the Goy's chelek, once we do a chalukah, we split the shutfas after Pesach, then we can use the principle of yesh breira. There's a general machlokas in many places in Shas and in many areas of halacha of breira, of retroactive selection. If we make a chalos, we make, for example, some truma, we say somewhere in this bottle of wine is there. I'm calling truma. Only afterwards I separate part of the wine And I want to say that the part, this part of the wine which I'm separating now, this should be the truma which I said earlier. Can we do that? Do we say retroactively it's now become clear that the wine that I've separated now is the truma which I declared earlier, or not? The general principle is halacha lemaisa, that in it didn't arise a ein brera, whereas it didn't rabbonon, we say yesh brera. So the shaykh says, since chomishov alav pesach is only osam midrabbonon, it's a knas, it's a special fine, I mean, Torah is permissible. Since it's only osam midrabbonon, but rabbonon, we can say yesh brera, and we can say that the chomitz which the goy has now taken from itself, it now turns out that retroactively that was the chomitz which he owned all along. Now there's nothing wrong with the goy owning chomitz all along on Pesach, and therefore the chomitz which he's got now, it turns out that was his 50% all along in the partnership, and therefore it was the chomitz of the goy shav on Pesach, and it's perfectly permissible for anybody to have, any Jew to have benefit from it. What about, however, the other half, the chomitz which the Jew has now taken for his chelik in the shutfus? Do we say yesh brera midrabbanan? And it now turns out that that was the chelik which he owned all along, which means that he owned it on Pesach, which means it's chomesh avar on Pesach, which was owned by a Jew on Pesach, and therefore being forbidden by Allah. So this is very an interesting chiddush in Tzimut Tzadik. He says, in this case we would say not like that, because that which we say yesh brera midrabbanan is only lekula. We never say yesh brera midrabbanan lechumra, and therefore we come out with a very interesting situation. The half which the goy took for himself and his chelik in the shutfus, we say yesh brera midrabbanan lekula, and this bara, it turns out that that was his chelik all along, and that was owned by a goy on Pesach, and it was perfectly permissible for a Jew to have benefit from it after Pesach. The part which the Jew now takes, we can't say yesh brera lechumra, and therefore we just have a sofek whether it's permissible or whether it's forbidden, because we don't know whether the chomitz which the Jew now has was the chelik which he had all along in the shutfus, or maybe it's part of what the goy had all along in the shutfus, and therefore would be a sofek rabbanon, we go lekula. So oddly enough, like the shaykh's area, both parts of this chomitz would now be permissible. The goy's chelik is permissible because of yesh brera lekula, because rabbanon. The Jew's chelik is also permissible because it's only, because we can't say yesh brera lekula, we're left with a sofek rabbanon. So this is the Shaykh's area. Many, many posts could disagree with the Shaykh's area. Halacha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah Prosper is not like that. This is the Mishnah Berurah Prosper before, is not like the Shaykh's area in terms of all the other achrayim. A number of them are Mukarchaim, Mukarchaim, from the Shulchan Aruch, and many others. All posts are not like this. And they say, no, l'chumra, they all hold that yesh brera midrabbanan l'chumra as well. And therefore we say that the part which the goy takes for himself from the shutfus after Pesach is this bara all along that was his, and therefore that's mutter. The part which the Jew takes, that's this bara all along that was his chelik in the shutfus, which means it was owned by a Jew on Pesach, and it is forbidden. And therefore the goy's chelik will be mutter after Pesach, and the Jew's chelik will be osur after Pesach. In the case where two Jews owned chometz b'shutfus, that's a case that the Shagas Aryeh discusses in Siman Tzadik Aleph, and there, oddly enough, the Shaykh Zarian agrees with all the other Achrayim. And he says, in that case, we don't use the principles of Brera Drabbanan at all. Each one of them, we look at it as though, on the one hand, there's two Jews own Chometz to Pesach. One of them sold his Chometz to a Goy and then bought it back after Pesach, and the other one didn't. Again, half of this mixture is going to be forbidden, half is going to be mutter. So the Shaykh Zarian, in this case, he seems to agree with all the other poskim that the part which the Jew who had sold his chometz takes for himself, he is now allowed to take, and the part which the Jew who hadn't sold his chometz on Pesach now takes for himself, we assume that that was the chometz which he owned all along and it will be forbidden. Why that should be different, we need to see the Shaykh Zarian inside. It's a very difficult spore of the Shaykh Zarian, and it's not clear why that should be. But at any rate, all the other poskim say, even without that, well, the chomer would always apply the halachas of brera, lekula, and lechumra, since it's dinin drabonim. And therefore, in the case of two shutfim, one part of the chometz which was owned by a Jew of a Pesach, and part which was owned by a goy of a Pesach, when afterwards they do a halukas shutfus, and we divide up the shutfus, the part which the goy takes for himself is misbara that was all along belonging to the goy, and therefore you would be allowed to have an off mit. The part which the Jew takes for himself is misbara mafer all along that was his chelik, and that would be chomesh of another pesach, and it would be forbidden to have an off mit. So there once was a case that was asked to Rabbi Yashiv, Zichrono Livracha, of someone who bought a very large quantity of beer. Now, beer is chometz, and he bought it after Pesach from a Goyish company. And the reason he bought it from a Goyish company because he didn't want to be concerned about the problem of chometz, which was owned by a Jew over Pesach, which might not have been sold to a Goy. So he bought a large quantity of beer from a Goy who owned a store or a company which owned the chometz over Pesach. However, after he'd already bought it and taken delivery of it, he asked the Goy, do you by any chance have any shutuf? So the Goy, yes, actually I do have a shutuf. I have a shutuf who is a Jew, and he owns 10% of my company, and 10% of my chometz. In this case, now the Jew came along and said, now what am I going to do? Because I took chometz, which belonged to shutfus, it's chometz shal v'lava Pesach. Although part of it belonged to a Goy, part of it belonged to a Jew. So he came to Rabbi Yashiv and he asked, is he permitted to use it? Well, when we were discussing shutfus a few moments ago, that was when afterwards they did a chalukah, the Goy took part, and the Jew took the other part, and you went and bought off the Goy his chalik. So buying off the Goy's chalik, we say, Brad, I'm afraid, it turned out that that was his chalik all along. But in this case, he bought from the business was partly owned by a Jew and partly owned by a Goy. So he bought a lump sum of a stack of beer, which is all buying, he's buying all of it, 10% from the Jew and 90% from the Goy. So the Chori would have a problem, we can't use the principles of Breira in this case. So what would we do? Says Rabbi Yashiv, L'Chori, there would be no problem, because the chometz of the Jew is bottle beroiv. Why? Because 90% of the beer belongs to the Goy. Only 10% of the beer belongs to the Jew. And since they're all mixed together, because there's no individual bottles which are owned by one or by the other, rather the whole beer is owned by shutfus, a partnership by the Jew and the Goy, it's going to be bottle beroiv. Now, it's worth pointing out that l'chora on Pesach, this chometz is not bottle beroiv. Because since the Jew owns it, as far as the financial aspect of it is concerned, 10% of all of this beer belongs to the Jew, is never going to be bottle beroiv. Bottle beroiv is the ger to halachos of Isurim. If you have something which is forbidden mixed together with something which is mutter, the whole mixture becomes mutter. But we can't say this whole chometz becomes shaykh to the Goy. It's not correct. 10% belongs to the Jew as long as they don't do halachos ashutfus. So on Pesach itself, in the Chori, there was no bittle. But once you buy the chometz from the Jew and the Goy together, then the Chora, you now have a situation where the chometz belongs to you. 90% of it is chometz which belong to a Goy of a Pesach, which is Mutter. 10% of it is chometz which belong to a Jew of a Pesach, which is Osa. But it's all mixed together. And if it's mixed together, we have no problem of chometz of our Pesach, because it's bottle beroiv. And even though it's not 1 in 60, it's only 1 in 10, nonetheless, since it's lach belach, min beminoi, it's liquid in another liquid, and they both have the same taste, so there's no shayla, there's no santam. Only midrabbanan do you normally need in such a situation, shishin, you need 60 to be mevatel it. But since in this case, as we said, chometz shel avar lava pesach is itself only a knas drabbanan, as we noted earlier, for bittel, in this case, you don't need a bittel even midrabbanan. It's enough that it's bottled in a Torah, on that chazal will not be gozer. And therefore, lechora, there will be no problem. So lechora, that's what Rabbi Yashiv meant when he said there's a heter here of bittel beroiv, because by buying the chometz, you're now converting into a situation where you own chometz, which is 90% osa, 10% mutter, and it becomes bottle beroiv. Now, interestingly, as an interesting lomdish shaila, it's forbidden to be mevatel chometz lechatchila. You're not allowed to take any iser and deliberately mix it into 60 or to mix it into a roiv in order to make it bottle. But in this case, lechora, even that might be permissible, because you're not actually mixing the two together, you're buying the chometz and creating a situation where it now becomes automatically bottle beroiv. That type of bittel beroiv lechora might even be permissible lechatchila. There is an interesting concept. The Sefer Chemed Moshe on early Achron says that if you have a shutfus of a Jew and a Goy together with chometz, and if the Jew were to after Pesach were to take a little bit of the chometz and say, "I'm taking the first 2 or 3% of the shutfus for me," then he's already done a Breira Lechumra Lechora, and that would be forbidden, because it turns out that that belongs to him all along over Pesach. Then we're left with 50% chometz belonging to the Goy, and the other 48%, which is mixed together with the Goy's, which is belonging to the Jew. Now already you have a little bereiv. Again, as long as it's min b'minoi, min ha-Torah it's bottle, and therefore when it comes to Chom Sha'ovah Alav HaPesach, there will be no problem. So the Hemel Moshe, the Chorus is one, will be able to do that. Bishar Atzin quotes it, although he doesn't 100% agree with it, but he quotes this concept. And there the Chemin Moshe says, don't say it's called I'm mevatel the Issa Lechatchila, which is forbidden to do, by removing 2% and doing a Brera. That's not called a problem of mevatel Issa Lechatchila, because I'm not actually mixing Issa into Heta. That would be a problem with Bittel Issa Lechatchila. Here, I'm automatically creating a situation where there will be a bittel. By removing a small part of the Issa, we're left with a mixture where Rav is Mutter and the Miot is Osa. That type of bittel is even permissible Lechatchila. So Lechera, in this case as well, I would be able to buy the beer, which 90% belongs to a Goy, 10% belongs to a Jew. Although the Jew was over Chomesh HaOvah Alav HaPesach, and although Lechera there was no bittel on Pesach itself, even though there's a Rav, because Kol Zman is owned by the Jew, it's never going to be bottled, because the Jew always owns the 10% ownership in this Chometz. Nonetheless, once I buy the Chometz, it now enters into my possession. So as far as Momonos is concerned, Bias is concerned, it belongs entirely to me. The thing is that 90% belong to a Goy over Pesach, which is fine. 10% belong to the Jew, which is problematic, but now that 10% is mixed in automatically with the roiv of the chometz, which belong to a goy of a Pesach, which is mutter, and even though it's only 1 in 10 and more than 1 in 60, since midaraisa it's bottle, there will be no problem. Chazal were not going to be machmer, and therefore the chometz of our love, our Pesach in such situation will be perfectly mutter, and I would have no problem and will be able to use that chometz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.